this wonderful episode in the life of Jesus that's multi-layered, multifaceted. So much has been written about this passage. It's possible to spend hours, maybe days, just simply meditating upon this wonderful encounter. Jesus is withdrawing. He just had a very tense encounter with the Pharisees. And now he's going out from the chosen land to the pagan territory. And now we have a lady coming from the pagan territory heading towards him. So these two, we could say, processions coming towards each other and meeting. And this woman who's not part of the promise recognizes him to be the Lord, to be the Son of David, and cries out to her, to him. And it's a sense of like a loud crying out and repetition, begging for mercy. And she's met with utter silence. Who can't relate to that? Who among us have not cried out to the Lord, begging for some reprieve, begging for some mercy, only to be met with what seems to be the silence? But yet she persisted, even when the disciples were interfering, when she was facing resistance, discouragement from those who should have been the first ones encouraging her. How many of us have not faced that? Or our spouse, or our children, or our friends, or maybe our priest, or someone in the church discourages us from crying out after the mercy of God. Then the woman came and did him homage. Again, a non-Jew, not part of the promise, bows down in prostration in front of this man. Lord, have pity on me. How easily do we give up and get discouraged when we don't get what we want immediately? How willing are we to be vulnerable and humiliated as we place our needs before the Lord? Or do we want what we want, when we want, how we want, why we want? Do we want God to meet us on our own terms? And then recognizing her low place, accepting this moniker of being called a dog. And we have to know that this isn't like 2023 America with fur babies, where dogs are elevated higher than people in most people's homes. This wasn't the case. This was one of the worst things you could be called. And she accepted it and said, "Yes, and still have mercy on me." O woman, how great is your faith. It's because of the fruit of her persistence. I mean, when we die, I mean, what more, what better could Jesus say to you? How great is your faith? There's so much in this passage. So much of the heart of the Father on display here. We ask this woman, this unnamed woman, to intercede for us. She must be a saint. A great model of faith, of persistence, perseverance. We honor today the memory of a known saint, Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, who along with her sister and many other members of her Carmelite community and so many others was killed in Auschwitz on this date in 1942, simply for being a Christian. Because the bishops and the Dutch bishops had written a letter condemning the Nazi practices, so they rounded up all these nuns from this convent and 2 days later killed them. Her given name was Edith Stein. Hopefully many of us are familiar with her story. A great promoter and defender of true femininity, You know, the nonsense that we have in the world today, she's a great author, written wonderfully about the true nature of the feminine genius. But born to a Jewish household, her father died when she was young and she gave up the practice of the faith. She was highly intelligent, so unique for that time, the 20s and 30s, for a woman to rise to the ranks that she did in the university system, studying under the greatest teachers of philosophy of the time. But in a study of St. Teresa of Avila's reflections on the cross, she'd already experienced Christianity. She already experienced the devotedness of so many Christians. So with that experience and then reading the writings of St. Teresa, she gave herself to Jesus. And some years later, joined the convent, taking the name Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, after she had read further about St. John of the Cross. Realizing, recognizing, accepting the responsibility of, as Jesus did on the cross, each one of us are called to do the same, to carry the cross for others, to accept the suffering that comes from being a disciple of Jesus, which led to her martyrdom. Her persistence, first in pursuing philosophical truth, the truth about the human person, it necessarily led her to the truth of Jesus Christ, which allowed her the freedom to give up everything for his sake. The woman in the gospel was humiliated, first by having to beg for help, and then being pushed away by the disciples, and then bowing down at the feet of this man. That humiliation, that self-renunciation, that giving up everything for the sake of the other, in her case, for her daughter, her faith was rewarded. The examples of the saints are great examples for us. The great example of these figures, these women in the scriptures, are great examples for us. The proper posture of a disciple. We pray for that grace of perseverance. In spite of any distractions, any discouragement we may face, trusting that one day, if we are faithful, we will hear those sweet words, O woman, O man, how great is your faith.